What if sports were traded like markets? Now you can put your sports IQ to work in real time with Robinhood Prediction Markets. It's not you against the house. It's you participating in a live market. You can buy or sell your positions live, all game long. You use your sports knowledge in the moments that matter. Robinhood Prediction Markets changes the game. It's people moving the action. So when momentum shifts, you can move with it. I always knew the game, but never had a dynamic way to apply that knowledge. Now, I can actually take part live in a market powered by people. You're no longer just a spectator. Play by play, you decide. Trade every play with Robinhood. Now available across the U.S. Download the Robinhood app now to begin. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives, LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
Chris McMichael. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah! O'clock on the new year. McMonagle here with you on this Friday morning, Football Friday. As we take you for the next 4 hours, as I got you till 5 a.m. and the warm-up show, 888-808-1019. Got Nico on the other side. And for one final time, I got you here in the overnights as we take you to 5 a.m. yet again and to the warm-up show. Obviously, a big day of college football. New Year's Day always is. I was at my in-laws today, so I didn't. He didn't make roast pork. That's usually the tradition in my house on New Year's Day. Didn't have any roast pork, but that's okay. Lobster tails and filet mignon work. Thank you, Vito. Hope everybody had a great New Year's Eve, a wonderful New Year's Day. We get in the swing of things. The new year has started. 2026. I was saying this all day. I remember when I was in kindergarten. Graduation, and at the end of kindergarten graduation, they announced, and here's the high school graduating class of 2001. And that sounded like forever, and now it's 2026. Amazing. Everybody have a wonderful, happy, healthy new year. Looking forward to spending it here with you on the Fan. It'll be in a different form, but I'm looking forward to it. And obviously, yesterday, a lot of college football. We just had the one great game of the day as I'm driving in the car, of course. Couldn't have been. I'm sitting in front of the TV watching college football all day. Can't get a good game. I got to be in the car. As Jambliss is going down the field. And look, the games are great, right? The Lane Kiffin story is an interesting one. As you know, obviously Ole Miss is now on this run, and just the idea that the Final Four here in college football is Oregon and Indiana, and Miami and Ole Miss. I mean. No Alabama, as they got smoked today. No Georgia, as they just got beat. No Ohio State. The usual is it's a different, I mean, to have Miami in this game, it's going to be fun. But for me, as I, you know, I'm open and honest about it. I'm not the biggest college football guy. I don't have, you know, I have young kids and a family. I can't tell them I'm watching football all day Sunday and Saturday. So I was watching these games mainly for the quarterback play because both of these football teams, as I was listening to Al go through all the different coaching aspects and everything, to me, And if you heard me the other day in the afternoon, I am singularly focused on making sure these two football teams lose on Sunday. Because it is about the quarterback and it is about the draft stock. And the New York Giants have a quarterback out of Ole Miss already in Jackson Dart. And I want them to get that second overall pick because you know what? Yeah, Dante Moore didn't have a great game. They're going to be on display against each other. Moore-Mendoza in the semifinal. Maybe Chambliss does. Maybe he's that name off an incredible game. I mean, in this game yesterday, last night that we just saw, I mean, he was incredible down the stretch. The back shoulder throws, the big clutch plays, 30 of 46, 362 yards, two touchdowns. Maybe he's that quarterback. I don't know. But there's going to be a quarterback that's going to move up to the draft class. We've already seen two. Possibly more comes out. Mendoza clearly after the impressive, just absolute drubbing. The absolute drubbing of Alabama. As they got off to a little bit of a slow start, but then completely dominated this football game. Alabama could do nothing. They couldn't run the football, but I mean, you look at this thing, Fernando Mendoza hardly had to do anything. 14 of 16, 192 yards, and three touchdown passes. He made all the plays. He made the throw in the corner of the end zone. He made the wide open touchdown throw. So he didn't have to do anything all that impressive. Indiana and their head coach, who Google him, all he does is win. They had an impressive, impressive game here, and he is clearly going to be. Now, look, we'll play some of the sound in the postgame. I've heard Tiki talk about this. There is something about listening to him speak in these postgames, and it's so, I don't know, robotic or I don't want to say nerdy the way that Tiki talks about it, but there's just a different feel to him. And I'm interested to see how it translates to the NFL, but there's no doubt right now he is going to be the quarterback in this draft. And I don't care what anybody tells me. I don't care about how next year's class is going to be better, right? And, Arch Manning could be leading that class. I know he had a big game the other day. We'll see. But there's going to be quarterbacks in this draft, and it is imperative that both of these lousy football teams win their games. And by win, I mean lose. And make sure they get the second overall pick, which is still possible for the New York Jets, who are sitting at 3. And this Giant game scares me. I talked about it the other day, Wednesday, New Year's Eve, in the afternoon. They're going to play Jackson Dart, the New York Giants. They're going to play Jackson Dart. It sounds like all 60 minutes. I don't know how the Dallas Cowboys are going to handle it. It sounds like Dak Prescott is not going to play the entire game. Now, hopefully the Giants are smart. Every player that's been absent from practice, whether it's Wandell Robinson, Dexter Lawrence, Abdul Carter, these guys who've been ill and dealing with things, the New York Giants should handle this game as they did last year against Philadelphia and secure this top draft pick. Because if they are drafting 7th, they are going to ruin an opportunity to trade out and get a ton of picks to secure this roster. And yes, we find out now, and it's no surprise to me, and it's unbelievable. As Paul Schwartz put out another story today, or yesterday now, about Joe Shane being in place, having an opportunity to take his second head coach, and how that is traditionally done well for some GMs, having a second opportunity to pick head coaches. There is no doubt Joe Shane is coming back. Joe Shane is going to be leading this coaching search for the New York Giants, and Joe Shane is going to be the man who hopefully is going to have an opportunity with the second overall pick to make a big trade, acquire multiple picks, and try and set up this franchise for the next 5-year run with Jackson Dart at the bare minimum, hopefully longer than that. And that's why he needs to the one positive about him coming back is he doesn't feel he needs to win this game. And they should make, we all know Coughlin's going to coach to win it. We know the players are going to play to win it. We know Jackson Dart's going to play to win it. But the general manager needs to look at this roster and recognize if he's coming back, what's best for this franchise is not to get these. If with a win, they could fall all the way to seventh. You have got to take the second pick because quarterbacks will find their way to the top of the draft. And for the New York Jets, as we all think that Aaron Glenn is coming back, we know Muji will be back, and they are in desperate need. I know I was talking to Brian Baldinger the other day, and sure, the defense is awful, right? And they don't have talent, and they can use a bunch of picks as well, and they just acquired a whole bunch. And here's the main point with this, and I want to focus on this with the New York Jets for anyone who has any misconceptions. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Jets have a lot of holes, right? Right now, I don't know what they have. They have an offensive line that was pretty damn good. It's going to be the only offensive line in the NFL this year to have all five starters play every single game and start every single game. They've got Wilson at wide receiver, who you feel really good about, although he's dealing with some injuries. But I think if this were a season that meant anything, we'd see him back on the field. But he is a stud wide receiver. And outside of that, they have an offensive line and a wide receiver. They don't have a quarterback. I don't think Breece Hall is coming back. And even if he does, they have to re-sign him. So right now, you can't talk as if he's there. The defense is atrocious. They don't have cornerbacks. They have a couple of guys you think can be decent edge rushers, but they never get home. Like, they have the coach is literally praising the idea that they haven't had a kick block this year. What's been good about the Jets season, Coach? Well, to be totally honest with you, a lot of things. First and foremost, we haven't had a single kick block this entire season. So, yes, they have two first-round picks, two second-round picks, and next year they have three first-round picks. And it would be great to fill the roster and everything. Here's the point of fact. They need a franchise quarterback. And we can sit here all day and talk, and we'll go through the NFL, 888-808-1019. It's a Football Friday. We'll give you some picks. I'm only going to pick the locals and the important games. It seems silly to pick anything else. But we'll go through it. And Lamar Jackson, right? He's going to play for the Baltimore Ravens, and maybe he does shake free. Maybe they change things in Baltimore. We could sit here until the cows come home talking about maybe Joe Burrow is available. Maybe Lamar Jackson is available. Who knows what quarterback? Let's get a bridge quarterback. Nonsense. None of that is really plausible to me. What's plausible when you are a lousy football team with a ton of picks and a guy like Mendoza possibly available or whoever else, who knows what the Raiders are thinking? I know they got the first overall pick, but you look at these quarterbacks, and we're going to see Dante Moore and Mendoza on display against each other in a semifinal game. If you are the New York Jets and you believe in a quarterback, I don't care what it takes. I don't care how many picks it takes. You go out and make sure you lose to Buffalo, although right now it sounds like Josh Allen might not play. He hasn't practiced. He's dealing with a foot injury. They don't need the game. Jets need to figure out a way to lose this football game too. But if they are in position, and even if they win this football game, whatever they have to do to move up, I hear, it's not worth it. The Jets have too many holes. Quarterbacks are crapshoots. Next year's quarterback draft is better. They'll have 3 first-round picks next year. You do whatever you have to do to move up in the draft and get the quarterback you believe in. And I promise you, there will be quarterbacks who will move up this draft. There will be a guy available to the New York Jets. And if there isn't, then there isn't. But if there is, you do whatever you have to do. You move up, you make the trades, you improve this team, you get the guy you need. And you don't wait for next year. You don't play the game and kick the can down the line for, next year's draft class. Because let's be honest, this regime right now with Aaron Glenn, I have no faith in them whatsoever. And if you're going to tell me, that Aaron Glenn is going to get some sort of bridge quarterback, a Malik Willis, or they're going to run back with Tyrod Taylor, or they're going to do whatever, do you think that football team wins games next year? Because I don't. They have an offensive line and one wide receiver. Malik Willis is going to come in here and win football games. Why? Because they have a bunch of cap space. How much can you accomplish in free agency? And this coach has shown no ability. Malik Willis has played well for Green Bay with LaFleur. In the sporadic play time he's gotten with the love injuries. Sure. With LaFleur, he has played well. What makes you think Aaron Glenn, who handpicked Justin Fields, is going to be able to come through with a game plan for Malik Willis or any other, bridge quarterback you might have deemed, suitable for the New York Jets, win games and put you in a position next year to have a tougher time drafting a quarterback? But if you lose, though, if you have the season we all expect with a bridge quarterback, you've had a failed season this year where many people, myself included, don't think he should be back now. Follow that up with a miserable season with a bridge quarterback and have more losses, and then draft a young quarterback. And you know what rookie quarterbacks typically do in the NFL? Lose. How many losing seasons can the Jets afford in a row before they attempt to turn this thing around? The New York Jets need to be in the market for one of these quarterbacks come the draft without question. And we will see what happens with the Raiders playing the Chiefs and the circumstances of that. You're still hoping that the Giants could find their way to the first overall pick. It's a little convoluted. They need multiple things to happen, but it's plausible. But that's what the New York Jets need to do. Both of these teams, yet again, as we're sitting here watching college football games, we got a couple of duds. As Oregon 23-0 over Texas Tech, you got Alabama just absolutely getting trounced by Indiana. And then you finally got a good one as Ole Miss takes care of Georgia. And it's set up for the Dante Moore Mendoza Bowl and an opportunity to see what Dante Moore is made of and whether or not he could be that second overall quarterback coming up and that second overall pick. And if so, that game now becomes so imperative to the New York Jets and the New York Giants about their future at the quarterback position or their future and their ability to make big impact trades to change everything about them. So that game's going to be big.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine and 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.